How? What car did you put it in?
Man, there was two trips, dog. You know, good morning, they weren't fitting in the same car.
You could have put it in my car and did one trip.
I could have. Sarah was like, was there a lot of people there? I was like, hell yeah, there was a lot of people there. Trying to get their shit dropped off. There you go, Sarah. You can see the game.
Your car sounded like a little tractor, too. I heard it. You started it up that day?
What day was
I just thought about it. Like, it might be time for a new car.
It is. We ain't got no new car money. Sarah, I need you to start talking. Your levels, man. Calm down.
I'm listening to you, too.
All right, just shut up.
Shut up. What's wrong with him? Why are you so feisty?
He says he had told you that last time. John, real sassy.
This is nice. What is this? Hey, this is form fitting, too.
Yeah. John, Sarah bought it for me.
John said, let the muscle show. It's hard to show muscle through hoodie.
John isn't nice until after he goes to the gym.
That's how you feel?
Yeah. When you in your best mood, after you go to the gym.
Yeah, I'm about to go. Don't worry.
No, I need to go shopping first.
You might as well just give me the money. You don't want to go nowhere.
Oh my goodness.
I got to go to Starbucks anyway.
I'll get you Starbucks.
No, you don't know what to get.
Double mocha.
My drink too complicated for you.
Yes, it is.
Black coffee is all you want.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream.
Okay.
Do you know what I drink for Starbucks?
No, this is a test. Go ahead.
I said no.
Do you know what she likes? Anything? All right, she orders a burger. What she want on it?
No pickles and no onions.
Oh, there's nothing. All right?
That is straight.
Okay.
Every time I ask for Portillo's.
Pizza?
Or whatever. Pepperoni sausage. She still will be like, what do you want for Portillo's? I said, my order's never changed. It's always been a big beef. Only thing that changes is do I want sweet or hot peppers, and I only pick sweet peppers because we got hot peppers in the house.
Are you like, dare you be even putting hot peppers on anything now?
I've been putting sweet and hot peppers on my Italian beefs for a minute. It's delicious. All right. Y'all ready?
No, not yet.
All right, good. Take your time, man.
No, let's go.
Welcome back to another episode. About a week ago, one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fontaine.
Yes, sir.
And I got to start with an important question. Sarah, what month do you own?
Do I own?
Yeah, what month?
May, I guess.
You own the month of May? The whole month?
You can own a month?
Where'd you
Drake get that? Said he owned a month.
What, October?
No, June. He got mad when Kanye put those albums around his the good music rollout around his albums, and Pusha was on Joe Budden podcast, and he said, you can't own a month.
Listen, they gave Pusha way too much time. I do not want to hear Pusha T talk for 3 hours. I was upset about that. Cause I kept on thinking they're gonna get to the regular scheme of things.
You would think.
Ask him what his next project was or anything?
He said he's working on some new music.
He said he might try to drop it this year, but definitely early next year.
Hey, real talk, Pusha T ain't released a bad album by itself, though.
No, he's actually a dope artist.
I don't like how people treat him, thinking like Drake should get all the credit because of the way Drake looks.
What do you mean?
It's mainly females.
Okay, like, okay. I'm about to say.
Even when John had like tweeted or something about that dropping, and these females was like, nope, Drake still got him. And I was like, man, y'all just like Drake because of how he look and because of his reputation.
That's true.
It ain't got nothing to do with bars. See, that's why you can't talk to females about hip hop.
That is sad. It is true. I don't know if we should say that about our female listeners, but it's hard to talk to them sometimes because they have diluted views. Because they will say Drake is better. Some will say Drake is better.
It could be off looks. It also could be off of
beats.
Yeah, the music Drake makes. If I can,
it's
you know,
more
if
for a woman. Yeah. Yeah.
You can push a T. Push a T. He's not dropping.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to listen to music and take away like the beat and say, if I was listening to this a cappella, would this dude be talking about anything?
Yeah, that's why you don't have the mushy mulatto, huh?
You don't talk about shit.
Yeah,
everything you talk about is a fucking lie.
A fucking lie.
So did we talk? We talked about the shop last time, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, how do you like the response to the shop? Or should we break that down first?
Well, Pusha T quickly jumped on the Joe Budden podcast for an interview. I know they want to call it a conversation, but it was an interview that had some conversational talking points, and he discussed where he got the information from. This was the headline. And it came down to, he said, a woman that Noah, them Noah, 40, that is his name, was intimate with, he was pillow talking with, and he ended up divulging all the information from, you know, Drake's baby mama, Drake's rollout, and everything. And you have to be careful who you pillow talk to. On face value, you do. There's nothing wrong with pillow talking. I don't know. I know people get mad about it. I tell people straight up, you tell me something, best believe Sarah know. Just, I'm not keeping secrets for you.
Oh my goodness, Jonathan's such a look at advocate of pillow talk right now. No, this is amazing.
That's on me. It's on me. I was like, shit, I thought I knew her. I thought I knew Sarah last week, but I realized I didn't know her.
Right.
So they released a teaser for Aladdin. Sarah wasn't feeling it. The live action Aladdin with Will Smith as a genie, she said, nah, trash. Lion King is where it's at.
Yeah. I remember that. We had a conversation.
Man. Come on, dude.
Little Mermaid. Kiss the girl. All right.
Who do y'all believe? Y'all believe Drake or y'all believe Pusha?
I believe pillow talking should be left. I think pillow talking is crazy. Not because, I mean, I think it's definitely in 40's position because that's not your girlfriend.
No, so not your fiance, not your wife.
So it's just like you pillow talk with a woman who's just sleeping with you because you're 40. It wasn't like, obviously this wasn't a woman who had your best interest. So, and the way he was pillow talking is just, who talks about silly things like this? Like,
you know what? I think anybody to answer your question, any guy who pillow talks at the level that 40 was pillow talking, don't really have nothing to talk about. When your conversation is mostly of somebody else, you ain't got shit to talk about. Your life is trash. All he do is make beats. All you do is make records. You spin records.
And be Drake friend. That's what he's known for.
What if he was stupid and this female was just asking these questions like, so what's Drake like?
Isn't that so far gone, Drake?
Do we believe this though? Do you believe this? That push, like, cause I think this is how I look at this. Pusha T, you look stupid doing this and saying this. I think it's wild. Yes, I think it's because if that was the case, you should have let sleeping dogs lie because you don't look.
Is he protecting Kanye?
But I don't know because Kanye's crazy as fuck. You can't protect him.
But Drake thinks Kanye's the reason why, and he's saying no, Kanye's not the reason.
It's still trash because it's just like, you put this weird ass narrative out there, and why would Drake believe it? Like, why would he believe that 40 told on him? So if you my man 50 grand, and Sarah comes up and says, you didn't get that information from Kanye, you got that information from me, because I got it from the bitch you was fucking. I'll be like, John's my man. I'm not going to believe that. So it's a waste of time you even saying that. Because even if 40's been known to pillow talk, but it hasn't been let out. So what are we talking about? If somebody said, I learned a lot of information from 40 too. Like if it happened plenty of times, then I could see him coming out with that.
We talked about on one of these about a week ago that Kanye wasn't the one who divulged the information. It was actually a woman that was close to OVO. But nobody cared. Just like it was a rumor that Drake got the girl pregnant. We talked about it. Nobody cared until Pusha mentioned it.
That was some bullshit because I was the one who said it. And no one listened to me.
I don't know. I just thought it was weird. I thought then, like, I feel like Pusha's just trying to stretch his 15 minutes of fame.
But he wouldn't have said nothing if Drake didn't say nothing.
I mean, it's over, though. Isn't it dead? Like,
I just want Drake to release this diss. If it's so bad and career ruining, just release it.
No, you don't want to see Drake go to that bad place.
But he said he's in a worse place because his hands now. He's like, yo, there's fucking rules.
There are rules. They say there's not rules, but there are rules.
There's rules in what?
Battling, beef. No, it's not.
Beef battling after that whole Tupac and Biggie thing?
No, there's no rules.
My fofo make sure all y'all kids don't grow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't understand what he was saying.
He has a dog named My Nigga Bitch Eater. Tupac was saying wild stuff. And then for Drake to say, I study rap beefs. I said, man, the sickle cell. But that's the thing, too.
How do you feel about LeBron being a historian?
Whatever. You can't just say you're a historian without backing it up. You just say you're just a listener. He could be. I don't know.
I mean, he knows a lot of lyrics. He listens to a lot of different music. But I think a hip-hop historian would be Sway.
Yeah, I look at Sway
as a hip hop historian.
Is Ticket doing okay? I had a dream the Big Ticket was in some problems. Is he doing okay? I just realized this.
Who the fuck dreams about Big Ticket?
I don't know. I think I was reading the headline or something. Big Ticket was like hurting and he was going through some things. Is he okay?
I don't know. All John, right. We don't keep up with that news.
Hit me up, Tig. See if you're doing good.
What?
Yeah, I did. I told Sarah I had this a dream
what
about
he,
Joe
this
Biden.
This is what he dreams about while he's laying next to you.
I told her I had a dream about Joe Biden going through a breakup. He was crying and stuff, real hard. So Sarah was like, who did he break up with? I said, I don't know. Well, in real life, he's dating since. I said, I know, but this dream was him going through a breakup. Shiggy was dating Wendy Williams. Shiggy to do dances.
Oh my God.
It was a wild dream.
I'm almost sure that John drinks before I come upstairs. That's what I'm getting.
Is there some liquor in the bedroom?
No more greasy food.
I don't know.
That's how Sarah is. She has some greasy food before she goes to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
that's
over.
Her ass.
It's over.
That is her ass.
I had a dream. I was floating on a pizza.
Oh my God.
It was working its way up to heaven. And then it slowly fell back down to hell.
Man, the wildest dreams.
John had like a foot long beef sandwich.
Yeah,
like,
it was trash. I shouldn't have did that.
I had a cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, man. Kudos. I'm not mad at you. Did anybody hear the Future and Juice WRLD album?
No.
So nobody
they got a whole album together?
Yeah. And then
who is Juice WRLD? What is that?
He's from Chicago. He has a song Lucid Dreams. I think that's the same as him.
It's like
I know that song. Yeah, my bad.
It's like emo
that's
rap.
That's mine.
Oh, you said it right. But okay.
That's the dude. Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about.
On the song Transformer, they think Nicki's sending shots at Cardi and it's just whatever.
Play it. Play a little bit.
So Millie Vanilli stopping bags and really so Cardi I think she over it. She said she got a new single coming.
Oh my gosh, I don't think she's over it. But
she's talking about money.
What else is Cardi gonna talk about?
I don't know. All the cars she can't drive.
It was exciting. Do you remember? Because like female rap started getting like so bubbly, but now it's just sizzled the fuck out.
Speaking of sizzling out, BET Awards, Hip Hop Awards. I'm sorry.
Oh, y'all love that shit, didn't y'all?
No.
Y'all were living your best life.
That was probably the best part of it. The ciphers were trash to me. Weren't
that
good?
What about the girl trap cipher? You didn't like that?
It was cool, but why are we doing separate but equal? Women can't be with the guys?
Yeah, I know.
Just, what are we doing? That's stupid. Especially when you do a Chicago one.
The Chicago one was so...
But Nick Grant's in there?
And Nick Grant, he snapped, though.
He snapped. But I was like, you could have got No Name, Drizzy, Tink.
You and Vic Mensa work out together, right?
That Vic Mensa thing, he couldn't apologize for that. It was like, you stand by that shit. It was just ignorant. You beefing with a dead man. Then he dropped the new song, Empathy, to make us feel... Nah. I don't know what
he's
almost
he's
over.
He's so gimmicky. Yeah.
It's almost over.
Something happened to Vic, and like he just became so gimmicky. Like, he hears us right now, he'll ask to fight us.
Fight.
Like, square up.
Probably thought he taking steroids.
Yeah, he did get big real quick, didn't he?
John didn't believe me when I told him. I was like, yo, females really like him.
Yeah, I seen some ladies in my timeline talking about some, ooh, Vic sexy. What? This dude cut his hair and got some muscles?
Yep. And they, and now all these girls, they be talking so nasty about him.
Sarah be the first one on that.
Yeah, she's trying to play it off. Sarah got a burner account.
Yeah, she do. I wouldn't be surprised if Sarah had a burner account.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that not me at all. It started on the message board, and then I was telling John about it, and then they was like, why Vic Mensa want to fight one? These girls was like, oh, I let him fight this pussy and all this other stuff. And I was like,
oh my God, that's how they sound?
Yeah.
I let him fight this pussy.
Sarah's the only woman who does another girl voice.
That's
she
hilarious.
She didn't do her own voice. She did another one.
And I was like, oh, John, this is how they be talking? He's like, no, not all that he's seen on his timeline.
And oh my like, goodness. Oh, so you saw it firsthand?
Yeah, I saw it. You know what Sarah saw firsthand? I heard her watching this. Let's see if I can pull this up. Or I got it anywhere.
I gotta live through all my regrets. They say your boy blessed, I'm calling it stress. My eyes water, I see my daughter's berets. And they say it's my fault, man, I guess. They say I got a cold heart, right? But I still gave her space every March 9th. I know she a idol, she a icon, but I'm from the streets and I got about 55 on. She got money with Mayweather. I sold drugs and pussy told her it paid better. And instead of beefing with Remy, do songs with the girl, it could be way better. Whatever. Besides the pigs cuffing me, I just want to see my daughter, but you got custody. And you the best mother in the world, but she's still going to be daddy's little girl. Pray for me.
Hey, Sarah, remember when you was watching that? And I said, what the fuck are you watching?
What was that?
Yeah.
That is Lil' Kim's baby daddy freestyling about custody battle with Lil' Kim. That's why he gave him space on March 9th. That's when Biggie died. And
oh, my gosh.
You went to IG with that. I mean, the bars weren't bad, but I was like, I'm not rapping to see my daughter. And I'm not definitely.
Oh, John said the bars weren't bad.
They weren't. It wasn't like he was like, boo.
Go ahead, remember them shits then. Kick it back.
Put it down to doing songs. Like, he said, she made money with Mayweather. I sold drugs and pussy because it paid better. There you go. That's it. I thought he was going to do something with May's weather, like the real May.
Oh, there we go.
I said, bro, what you doing? So yeah, they going through it, but no. No, I'm not doing that shit.
Who is this guy? What does he do?
He was a rapper. His name is Mr. Papo, man. That's his IG.
Like Papoose?
No, his name is Mr. Papers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mr. Papers. Kanye West is back from Uganda, even though Charlamagne canceled the sit-down with him.
Which is smart.
Yeah, he said, you know, it'd be a distraction now. And Kanye says he's not bipolar. He just said he was losing sleep. He went over there to Uganda, gave out free Yeezys to the kids. All white Yeezys in Uganda. In Africa, as if that sand and dirt not going, bro, if you don't get them the tans, like the desert rats, as they call them.
Oh, man, Jonathan. He wasn't overthinking it like that.
Well, he really wasn't thinking. He was over there talking about something. He wanted to turn into Jurassic Park.
He wants to turn into Jurassic Park?
Yeah. He wants to turn into Jurassic Park because Kanye got some dinosaur DNA somewhere that we don't know about.
It got a mosquito.
Why do we let this man talk?
We can't stop him.
Yes,
he ain't gonna stop talking.
Some I don't listen.
Migos said they on that new what's the name with him? That new Yandy. Quavo said that. You ready?
Absolutely not. I can't wait till the year Kanye is over.
Yo, I'm about to put this out. I didn't tweet this. I think Kanye is gonna be Time's man of the year. Or person of the year, whatever they do.
He said something about slavery. He said, I love
well,
Trump.
It's not great. Bin Laden was man of the year or 1 year. So it's not like it's just.
He was not man
no,
of the
I'm
year.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying.
He was up for consideration of for man of the year. It would be Giuliani.
Okay. Did Trump win person of the year 1 year? But it's not always like a good or bad person. It's just who had the most influence or who, you know, biggest story of that year. So it's not good or bad.
Yeah. I think, so when Time wanted to do it on Bin Laden, people were mad that they were even considering it.
Yeah. I think
You know, it's like some dude in my class said at that time, this guy is making you go to the airport 2 hours earlier than you were used to. Yeah.
Yep.
Change the whole USA. Why not make a man of the year?
ASAP Rocky's tired of orgies. Manny Fontaine, your thoughts?
Wait.
He said he'd been having them since seventh grade.
How's he been having orgies since seventh grade? And he mentioned he was homeless at one point in his life.
Well, he talked about
strength in numbers. When it comes to guys, girls do dumb things when there's like three guys and one girl. So that's like an orgy.
I think he said it was like eight girls and four boys when they were doing it.
Oh, yeah. He said he did it on the rooftop or something, right?
They skipped school or something like that. Yeah,
man, I bet you it was cold as shit.
My first orgy was when I was in seventh grade, 13 years old. Yeah, I was in Booker T. Washington High School in New York City. The first time I was in this apartment building. We took the elevator to the roof, and everybody put their coats on the ground. There were like five girls and 10 guys, never mind. And we all took turns. And hopefully you didn't have a little dip because you were going to tease you. They were going to tease you. At that time, I wasn't the biggest guy, but come on, cut me some slack. I was in seventh grade, fucking bullies. The same way,
ASAP Rocky is so fucking weird.
The same way Amanda Stanberg, whatever, was talking about how she came out as lesbian, and she said when she was in middle school, her and her friends would have slumber parties and play with themselves. I'm the same way. I don't like thinking about kids having sex. I'm like, I don't care if it's ASAP Rocky in seventh grade. I was like, man, these stories are weird. And I was in seventh grade, but I don't know. It's just like, I don't want to think about y'all. A$AP Rocky has a story where he fought in some semen in jail. And he talked, the video is great because A$AP Ferg is listening to the story. And then once he was like, we were slipping and sliding in semen. And A$AP Ferg's face is just like, what the fuck is this dude talking about?
Look at Jermaine's face right now.
Yo, that was like, it's just disgusting.
But he said he's tired of orgies. So, man,
I think sometimes you should outgrow that shit.
He said it isn't what it used to be. He'd be like, can I do it with her? And Chase was addicted, but now he knows he could do it. He's like, I'm too old to be having random body counts. He's 30 years old, I believe.
That's the age where you grew up, John.
All right, man.
That's the age where you
grew up. I don't understand. I don't get these dudes, man. Like, don't you reach a breaking point where you're like, I'm too old and too tired to do this shit?
Never.
I guess he's just saying it right now. He is. I mean, I don't know. I think the world is really, really different. That's an after hours. That discussion about men and women. And
I don't even like A$AP Rocky like that. He's the dude that said dark skinned girls shouldn't wear red lipstick.
Well, that's crazy.
Yo, I'm going to need y'all to get back to what we doing.
All right. Yeah, this is a slow week.
Hear about that IG model who released that book?
Brittany Renner was talking about Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Yes. I did hear about that.
What'd she say?
So she was trying to fly out to Kaepernick, you know, get some sexy time. He said, nah, man, I got to know your worth. So she saved up. Well, she flew out on her own dime. I don't know what she saved up.
This is before...
Yeah, I mean, he's been with Nessa for a minute. Okay. So she released a book. She tried to do her superhead thing. And she said she flew out, they had sex, and then he hit her in the house for a weekend or so, which is really crazy. Maybe that's why you have big houses when you're a celebrity. Afterwards, she said, what is this? And he hit her with some, you know, what I do and what I say are two different things, blah, blah. Never got back up with her after that.
Wow.
I don't know why she want to broadcast that L, but I mean, that's the excerpt of the book that got the notice because it's Kaepernick.
He said, you have to save up for your worth? Wait.
He said, I got to know if you're trying to be with me or not, so I'm not going to just spend money for you to fly out here. You got to fly out of here on your own dime.
Oh, okay.
She talked about sleeping with Drake, Chris Brown, Trey Songz, Colin Kaepernick. Lil Uzi Vert, because she released she released a like a voicemail that she left him or something the other day where he had dissed her basically.
Yeah.
Is she that like appealing? Like, I don't know. What does she do? What's her thing?
There you go. She's an IG model.
This is just an IG. This is the thing I want to talk about. Like, why do we give women this much power? Like,
Instagram model Brittany Renner claims on Instagram that she slept with 24 men, including 11 athletes, 5 entertainers, and 8 regular guys. Manny Fontaine was one of those regular guys.
Yeah, that sucks.
She tells her 4.5 million Instagram fans that athletes don't use condoms, making them easy targets for gold diggers. Oh, good. Great. I'm glad. We already knew they don't use condoms. They're idiots. So let's see. Flag on the planet. Do they have the part where Colin Kaepernick, or true, Colin Kaepernick did the right thing, seeing Brittany Renner only under the condition she save and pay for her own flight to see him to determine if she was there for him or the money?
Maybe Kaepernick made her pay for her own flight because he doesn't have a job.
This was what she was doing, messing with him when he had a job. He's been out of the football for 2 seasons. He's been with Nessa since then.
How do you know?
Well, if he did this during Nessa, we have another story, just like Terrence J and old girl, Jasmine.
Did they find another girl that ran away?
No, she's really keeping them on the low.
That's a good job. I don't know, man. I just really don't understand why athletes fuck the same girl 1,000 times. Then they get to write these books. And I never really thought IG model. I thought that was like a joke thing. Not as in like they're really actually consider IG models. Like,
yo, he told her, what I'm going to do and what I'm going to do are two different things. That's all I'm going to say.
Colin Kaepernick just won the vagina, and he didn't want to pay for you to bring it out there. So you came over there. He brought you a little Caesar pizza.
Hot and ready?
Kept you in the crib.
Hot and ready?
The whole weekend.
I bet you he was shady as shit. Didn't even ask her what she wanted.
They said he was giving her forehead kisses and everything. I said, wow.
Oh, he probably made love to her. Yeah, kind of like everything. He looked like he made love. But then he realized he couldn't be with her because he didn't get the good vibes from her. She was saying all, she was laughing at all his jokes that weren't funny.
He said she took an expensive Uber ride to their house to meet him. He told her that he had only slept with 25 girls in his lifetime. And she said that was a lie.
Why is he telling her? Oh my gosh. This book is about to be spicy.
Spicy. It's only like 130 pages.
I told you guys we should have did a Studio Flow book club and do all the hip hop books and hip hop related books in once a month. This shit would be hilarious. I want to start off with Superhead because I know Sarah's already read it, so she.
Oh, you read that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the book when it came out.
Yep. Oh my goodness.
Yep. Sarah,
you was trying to bag you. Jonathan, she had plans.
Yeah, all right.
She had plans.
Oh man. Yeah.
That's crazy, man. I don't know. I feel like an after hours coming, man.
This guy.
And none of these men are gonna come out and say anything bad about her because it's like they did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what can they do?
I mean, I guess they don't care because what clout does she really get? Look at you saying, hey, I bust down a lot of guys. These men are horrible. And how many women know men are horrible anyway and they still fuck with them? Like, so
y'all
not stopping anything.
Y'all mad at Snoop Dogg for talking about Kanye and Kim?
I thought that was weak. I wish Snoop Dogg go to sleep, man. He need to take a nap. He's old. Like, I think
he was really late to the Kiki thing, even though he mentions that. Yeah, he's like,
oh, you mad because she fucked your bitch. Fucked your bitch. I said, oh my God. Oh my gosh.
And Snoop ain't even 50 yet. He still be talking crazy. Yeah. Do you guys have any thoughts on T.I. and Melania?
Snoop ain't 50 yet?
I don't think so.
He just had a birthday yesterday.
Yeah, he got to be 50, man.
I think Snoop Dogg is 50 years old.
He's been out forever. But did he come out as a teenager, though?
He was born in 1972, wasn't it? Something like that?
Oh, yeah. He's 47.
Dang. I feel like Snoop's been around so long.
Damn.
He has been around a long time. Ain't gained an ounce.
He started lifting weights, though. You remember that?
So did Wiz Khalifa. Wiz Khalifa about to drop an R&B album on y'all asses.
Shut up. No, he not.
Yeah, he is. I'm not joking. He said he's been taking vocal lessons and everything. I'm not playing. All right. Okay.
Well, okay. Well, we can get out of this, man. I think we talked about enough.
What new music came out? Sure. We talked about Juice WRLD. Anybody else?
I was just I left my phone in the car. Summer Walker. Shit, album come out.
I heard that album was really, the songs are super short.
Yeah, they are like 30 seconds, 29, all right. 54.
Who else dropped? I've caught up on all the music. I even listened to No Name. Oh, you know what I haven't listened to? I still haven't listened to Young Thug's. Not the EP with the six songs on the run thing. The other one with all the songs. I haven't had a list to that. Oh, did you see Denzel Curry switch it up as the official intro song for Miami Heat?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I like that. Mike Will announces Ape Shit will be dropping. With Future, is going to be dropping in November. T-Pain put out some things, too.
About a week ago. Everything Must Go.
Yeah.
Incredible.
All right, that's it. All right, man. All right, that's the episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. You didn't have a favorite on the BT? What was your favorite performance, Lil Duval?
Yeah, of course.
I heard he got some new heat coming.
I know. He said, yo, I'm not done. No, I'm not done.
What about, what'd you think about Cardi B's performance with the little twerk?
Trying to shake her ass and shit. I don't know. I don't know, man. I have weird views about Cardi B recently. Sometimes I just don't trust what everybody's doing these days.
What do you mean you don't trust it?
Like, I just be like, they just sometimes, you know, like Cardi B started off so authentic and so like.
You think she's turned into a character?
Yeah, like sometimes. Yeah. And it's just like, I don't even, like, I'm not really feeling her like that.
Well, technically, she ain't got to do nothing else because she's with the.
Offset?
Yeah, Takeoff.
Offset. There's a dude named Takeoff. Do not get those rumors started out here.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Set it off. Yeah.
Set it off
to East.
T.I. performed. Who else? Yeah, did you know about Lil Baby and Gunna? You knew
that?
Yeah,
I know them. I like that song.
Yellow Beezy?
Catch My Wave, whatever.
Yeah, the fact that they have Black Boy JB freestyle over that band from TV beat. BT got to pay for one more Yellow Beezy,
what song is that? He has that.
I forgot.
I know what song it is, though. Yeah. I just can't remember it. That old me, baby.
Oh yeah, I do know that song.
Keep that? Yeah, yeah. I like that song. Got designer on me.
That's on me, baby.
That's a catchy ass motherfucking song right there. You just can't help but to sing it every time it goes. All
right. At one and only. At Manny Fontaine. At Kicks and Coffee. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Peace.